In a political earthquake, New Mexico's 2nd District Congressman Steve Pierce announced he won't run for re-election in 2018. Instead, Pierce is the first candidate to announce he's seeking the Republican nomination for New Mexico governor. And Pierce says he talked with two other potential GOP candidates in December, Lieutenant Governor John Sanchez and Albuquerque Mayor Richard Berry. Pierce says both men told him they're not running for governor.
Well, there are really three different people with enough name recognition to run on the Republican side, R.J. Berry, John Sanchez, and myself. And we sat down about December of last year and said, look, it's hard enough for a Republican in this state. Let's take a look at it. Whoever's got the best opportunity should get the first choice and then move it simply like that. So we talked to both of them. As the polls became evident, it looked like that I had the best shot, and so I don't think either one are going to run in the primary against me. John Sanchez said that he wasn't, and R.J. Berry said that he wasn't. So that's just the way that has worked out on our side, but you can never tell. There could be other people that jump into it.
Despite the apparent lack of a difficult primary battle, Pierce could have a challenging road ahead. If he gets the GOP nomination, he'll be competing for governor in a midterm election in a state that went for Hillary Clinton by 8 points. Moreover, Pierce has raised controversy by voting for the Republican health care bill, which would reduce Medicaid spending in a state where nearly half the population uses the service, due in part to the Medicaid expansion in the Affordable Care Act. Whatever his challenges, Pierce also has a track record. He's served as New Mexico's 2nd District Representative since 2003 with only 1 2-year hiatus, 2009 and 2010. That hiatus due to Pierce's last attempt to win a statewide election, his failed 2008 bid for U.S. Senate. Pierce lost to Senator Tom Udall 61-39% in a year when former President Barack Obama beat Senator John McCain in New Mexico by a similar margin, 57-42%.
Did I learn anything? And that is that I should not run in a landslide year. If I'd run 2 years later, we would have won by 10 points.
A growing Democratic field in the race for governor includes another member of the state's congressional delegation who's giving up her seat to run for governor, 1st District Representative Michelle Lujan Grisham. A Republican poll earlier this year showed Pierce down by just 4 points in a hypothetical race against Lujan Grisham. Pierce also knows how to attract campaign donors. During his career, followthemoney.org shows more than 8,300 contributions for Pierce, totaling more than $8 million. Pierce says 5 or 6 people have talked to him about running for the Republican nomination in the 2nd Congressional District, but he's not ready to make an endorsement at this time. When asked if his decision not to run for re-election could hand the 2nd District to a Democrat, Pierce said no.
Every election, we led presidential candidates who lost statewide into a win in the 2nd District. In other words, we were the top vote getter. We think that we'll do the same thing for a second congressional district representative. We believe that if we're at the top of the ticket, we'll win that district.
4 candidates have announced they're seeking the Democratic nomination in the 2nd District: Madeline Hildebrandt of Socorro and Las Cruces residents Ronald Fitzherbert, David Bach, and Tony Martinez. Bach, who graduated from Harvard Law School in 2014, released a statement expressing optimism following the Pierce announcement. That same optimism can be heard in Bach's video campaign announcement.
We see where our country's headed now. It's going in the wrong direction. We need new vision and new leadership. I'm David Bach, and I'm running for Congress because I know that if we come together, we can get our state and our country back on track.
Earlier this year, we spoke to another Democrat running in the 2nd District, Tony Martinez, who leads Las Cruces Indivisible, part of a national resistance movement that developed after President Donald Trump took office.
We can flip the Congress to be a progressive Congress filled with more Democrats than Republicans. Then we've got the mechanism in order to be able to stop the Trump agenda.
While the future of the 2nd District and the governor's mansion won't be decided until next year, one thing seems clear. 2018 will be a very interesting political year in New Mexico. For KRWG, I'm Fred Martino.